G'day, g'day, and welcome everyone to the DUC Migrating to Australia podcast. On this episode, I'm joined by Will from FC Global Payments, a leading international money transfer and payment company. All right, well, Will, welcome. I've known you for a very long time, mate.
Hi, Wes. Yeah, thanks for having me. Good to be here.
You've been in the how long have you been in the industry, mate, of transfer and money?
I think it's coming up to 15 years now. Yeah, okay. It's got to be about that.
Good, good. So a bit of experience. You've been obviously like in this, I think it's for in the, I don't know, the foreign exchange market, it's quite common for people to move between organisations and everything like that. And now you've got, you're in with FC Global. And just tell us a little bit about that brand, mate.
Yeah, so FC Global Payments is a company that I founded with two of my previous colleagues. So the three of us had spent several years working together at like heading up departments and teams at some of the largest brokerages in the industry. And the three of us had been through quite a bit together and seen a lot of change and decided it was a time to go and do this ourselves. So we set up FC Global last year. And sort of 2024 has been the year that we've really kind of kicked it off. And here we are.
Good on you. It was weird because we were talking, like we were looking back at some webinar stuff. We've done the webinars for over 10 years and young Wes, young Will doing little webinars, mate, live on the Tuesday, which we still do, obviously. But yeah, it's just to think all those times. So have you been part of a podcast before, mate?
No, this is my first ever podcast for anything.
Yeah, I didn't know what one really was until the marketing team decided that we should be doing podcasts. And, you know, they're actually quite fun, mate. You just have to talk to a microphone and, just be yourself, I guess, mate. And I guess we're here to talk about transferring money. That's what we're, that's what we're here to do. But look, for me, I think lots of people on social media and lots of our clients on the DUC Club talk about Revolut and Wise. You know, how does a company like yours compare? Or what would you say is a benefit to use FC Global Payments rather than those two brands?
It's a good question. It's one we get asked a lot. And you're right. Yeah, you see on obviously on the DUC Club and other places on social media and forums, people all saying we use Revolut, we use Wise, and we get the question a lot to ourselves. And don't get me wrong, they're very good at what they do. I'm actually off to France in a couple of weeks, and I'm taking my Revolut card with me. I use Revolut, so for smaller transfers and things like that, they are very good. But the main differentiator with ourselves and companies like us is really the hands-on approach and the expert guidance, along with different tools that give you the opportunity to increase your returns. With those type of companies, you're very much left to your own devices as to when to book a trade, how much to do, and at what time. There's nobody to talk to. One of the most important factors in a currency transfer is the timing of the transaction, arguably the most important factor. If you do nothing until the day you leave and you want to compare rates then, and you know that on that day you've got to make a trade, then these online digital platforms do provide very good competitive rates, a slick platform. But if you engage with a currency specialist like ourselves with plenty of time before you have the requirement, you'll just receive a lot more guidance on the markets, proactive contact with regards to working with you to implement a strategy that's going to help maximize your funds. Nailing the timing of a trade is really going to help squeeze as much out of the markets as possible. And that's where it's important to have an expert on your side.
Yeah, I think with the other companies like Wise, etc., they're like your little small, like you said, you're going to France, nice and easy. It doesn't matter if you lose a few dollars or pounds, whatever the currency is here and there. But when you're selling properties, etc., it is all about that, making the most. Some little difference. I know with us, when we traded, when we came over here, it was really good. It meant the difference between a car for my wife or not, to be honest, with the amount, doing it at the right time. So I guess, how long would people, how long before someone actually moves should they get in touch?
I think as soon as someone knows they are definitely moving and going to have a requirement, we always say it's never too early to start thinking about it. That doesn't mean the day you think, oh, I might move to Australia, start engaging with us. But when you know you're going, whether that's 3 months, 6 months before you go, because there's no obligation by speaking with us. And the earlier you do, the sooner we can start discussing a strategy to help maximize your funds. And it might be that someone with a large sum may want to book a series of limit orders or forward contracts, lock in a rate now on a portion of it. The other important thing to bear in mind with that is you don't have to book all of your currency in one go. It might be that you want to remove some of the risk now and lock in a rate on a portion of it, target a more favorable rate on some more of it. And that's why the earlier you do it, the better it is to really, as I said, I always use the word maximize. I'm very conscious that I'll say it too much, but that's what you're doing. You're making your money work better for you. And like you say about the difference in timing, at the moment, if you look at the last 52 weeks, the difference from sterling to Australian dollar, the last year, the difference in the highs and the lows have been 18 cents, which might not sound a lot, but if you've got £100,000, getting the timing right in the last year is difference with $18,000.
Yeah,
it's never really too early, as long as you know you're going.
Yeah, that's a big difference. Like, yeah, that is. That's a big difference. But I guess for most people, like, how do you protect their money and everything? Like, how do you make it safe?
Protection of clients' funds is at the forefront of everything we do. We know it's one of the most important things. People are very nervous about transferring money, understandably. You know, people have a lot of money to move. It's their life savings, you know, emigrating. They're taking everything. And for us, reputational risk is way more important than revenue targets, which thankfully it's our own business. We no longer have. When you register with us, you're provided with your own account in your name with a unique sort code and account number. So it effectively works like a bank account, as when you're sending funds to that account, you're sending funds to a ring-fenced account in your name. You're not sending funds to us or to our business account. We never hold clients' funds ourselves. And these accounts are protected under an e-money license and held in segregated accounts with a tier one bank. So that e-money license acts to protect the full value of funds. So unlike the Financial Services Compensation Scheme, where up to £85,000, I think it is protected, should anything happen to us or our counterparty, the client's full funds are protected and returned to them. So at any point, the client's funds being held, they're segregated, they're protected, and that's under an e-money license and FCA authorization.
Well, like, I know this is like a bit of a common thing, because at the moment, selling a property in the UK, to my understanding, is quite hit and miss at the moment. We've got lots of clients that are looking to sell, and then, you know, they get a few offers and it gets refused, etc. What would happen if you like came to Australia first and then you sold your house? Can you guys help with that? Can then people obviously get the money transferred over? Can you give us much insight on that one?
Yeah, of course. Once the client's registered with us, they'll be given access to the online platform as well. And they can register from the UK before they go against their UK address and use their UK address as, you know, proof of address, proof of ID, etc. Move to Australia. The house sells after they've gone. What they can do is they can log on, they can use their online platform, or they can agree with us for a call at early in the morning, later in the evening. Obviously, there's going to be a time difference, but we're happy to adapt to that. But one of the other things they can do is that sterling account that they have in their name, they can instruct the solicitor to send the funds and the proceeds from the house sale direct to that account. And then they can either do the transfer themselves, they can give one of us a call, and we can do that. So yeah, anytime after they go, if they've moved, then yeah, we can still help with transfers. It's also a time when a lot of people implement a limit order. So they've got to Australia, they've started earning, they're not in any rush for the full amount of the funds. It might be that we take a portion of it, send it over to them so that they can live, pay rent, whatever, for the next few months. And what's remaining, we can target a more favorable rate of exchange. And that's called a limit order, which where we book a rating with the market that if that rate is achieved, even for a second overnight, we automatically trade the funds on the client's behalf and it gets sent out the next day.
Good. I'd be setting mine like really high. Can you do that? Can you set it ridiculously high? Well, I guess if you do, it's just never going to hit it. That's why you make an expert.
Yeah. We can set it wherever you like. But yeah, and it's also one of those things that it tends to be, that's mainly or mainly should be used when the market is moving in that direction anyway. Otherwise it's like betting on a horse that's at the back of the pack and going backwards. It's really there to help squeeze out as much as you can if the markets are sort of moving up. But, you know, that's what we're here for, is to give that sort of guidance on what the markets are doing, all the geopolitical data and economic data that's being released and what impact that might have on the markets. At the moment, most of it has been driven by interest rates. Who's going to cut rates first? We're keeping a keen eye on that at the moment for a lot of clients.
I'm tipping no one. We're cutting them, but what do you charge, mate? So there's no fees to have a consultation with one of your team.
So to have a consultation with us, completely free. Like I say, we always say there's no obligation by speaking with us. Get registered, get chatting with us, and that's up until the time you trade. There's never anything that ties you in to use us. You don't ever have to use us if you register. We'll give you all the guidance that you need. When it comes to fees and charges on a trade itself, there aren't any. We don't charge any fees or commission on a trade. Simply put, if we give you a rate of 192 and you have 10,000 or 100,000 pounds, you will receive 19,200 or 192,000 Aussie dollars. There's nothing taken off that.
How do you do that? Like, so you buy lots of dollars and then you trade the dollars. Is that right? Now, remember, I'm a plumber and the owner of a migration company, not a money guy. But yeah, just give us a quick example, man. Like, how does it work?
So, when you see the rates being sort of reported in the news, or when you'll see on the DUC Club, myself and Leslie, that you'll quite often get an update on what the markets are doing. That's what's called the mid-market rate. So that's what the large institutional banks are trading at between themselves in the billions. We get a lot closer to that with wholesale rates of exchange than you'd get if you just walked into a high street bank and asked for a rate. And then the difference between where we buy at and where we sell at is where we make our money. So if I'm giving you a rate of 192, we will probably bought that rate at a slightly higher rate, and that's where we make our money. It's as simple as that. It's reasonably transparent, and therefore we don't put any fees or charges onto that. So we've already made our money.
What risk does a migrant or a client of yours have? Is it like is there risk or there's no risk? How does it work?
I wouldn't say there's risk with the transaction itself. There's always, the currency market is the most fluid market there is. It's moving every second. The risk is always down to the timing, really. And, you know, that's why a lot of people we're seeing at the moment, the rates are reasonably good at the minute. We've seen some really good rates of exchange recently. So a lot of people are locking those rates in. And what that does is that removes that risk. The biggest risk is downside. The biggest risk is doing nothing, or arguably doing everything. And that's why we say if someone has proceeds from a property sale and they're moving in 3 months' time, what some people are doing as a strategy, which is quite a wise one really, is to lock in a favorable rate of exchange where it is now on half of that, and then on the other half maybe use a limit order or wait and see what happens, and then that sort of removes the risk on half of it, and then you can, it is a bit of a gamble on what happens with the other half, but then you're hedged into the market, so you know you've guaranteed that rate for future delivery. So the biggest risk really is the timing and the risk of the markets moving against you, but that's what we're here for. We're there to help negate that risk and remove as much risk as possible with those tools, products and different strategies to really try and increase the value of your funds.
Awesome. That's good, Will. I'm a bit disappointed though. I was really seeing if you're going to maximize the times you use the word maximize.
I tried so hard at that on that bit not to say maximize.
Well, you did really well. You did.
You'll notice if you rewind, you'll hear the hesitation where I say increase the value. That was that was in place of maximize.
Well, there you go. There you go. Vocabulary. The day before Good Friday. All right, Will, always a pleasure, mate. Thank you for that and wish you and the FC Global Payments team a wonderful Easter. Guys, that was Will. Cheers for tuning in and we'll see you on the next podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, all. Cheers. Bye.